There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Hour number two on this Tuesday, and glad to have you along. And great to say hello to Lieutenant Governor of the State of Alabama, Will Ainsworth, joining us now live. Thanks for your time.
Hey, Sean. Great to be on, and good to be talking to everybody down the coast. How are you doing today?
We're doing good, and I tell you what, we're doing much better. Yesterday, when we heard that somebody who did not carry a 251 area code on their phone was getting on board with saying no to the tolls on the I-10 Mobile River Bridge project.
Yeah, now we're a strong no. We're going to continue to fight on that issue, and we're going to make sure we're going to do everything we can do to try to stop the tolls and come up with a conservative solution to solving the problems down there in infrastructure.
You know, one of the things that hopefully you can carry through this message, obviously around the state as Lieutenant Governor and folks back home in North Alabama, this idea that everybody here is either, you know, it's all 100% one way or another, that we're against tolls and we're not for the bridge. Listen, we're on board for the idea of a bridge down here at some level, at some affordable level with some funding. This is not anti-growth or infrastructure down here. It's the feeling that we're being railroaded here on this toll at $6 either way.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think when you look at Birmingham, you know, there's all kind of construction and bridge work going on in downtown. My understanding is it's around $700 million. You know, we could just build the bridge right over, you know, the port. That would, and I've talked to a lot of senators down there, talked to a lot of elected officials that talk about, and just people live there, and they talk about just the congestion with the Wallace Tunnel. We could build a bridge, you know, just right there, and that would solve part of that. I mean, when you start looking at the Bayway, raising it 10 feet, the potential cost there, you know, I think we've got to be smart in what we're doing. And this idea that it's just one plan or nothing, you know, that's not a solution. And so what we want to do is look at all the different solutions out there. What are all the different options? But I can tell you this, you know, we do not need a toll on the bridge down there. We can find a way to fund it without a toll, and that's what we're committed to do.
And it is great news to have somebody's voice on this that is not from here, because I mean, hey, we see it down here that we only have so many of us in our delegation. Even if everybody's perfectly aligned from Southwest Alabama, there's two, maybe we'll say four counties worth versus then 63 counties in the rest of the state that may see it differently if they don't understand the issue. And the issue is, number one, this is not right for us, but you've got to see this issue too. I mean, John Cooper said this in a meeting. This is the beginning of how road projects will be done in the state of Alabama.
Yeah, we just got to stop it. We don't need tolls in Alabama. I mean, you know, the governor just pushed through a tax increase, and, you know, she got her increase on what she wanted for infrastructure. And, you know, that should be, we need to be fiscally conservative and use that money to fund our infrastructure projects. And we certainly don't need to set a precedent of tolling and, you know, extorting our citizens, you know, out of thousands of dollars a year. I mean, that's not, I mean, when you start thinking about this, here's what it gets down to, and this is what makes me angry. When you think about, you know, people trying to get to work to commute, and it could potentially cost them $1,000 a year just to go to work. All right, just commute back and forth. And then you've got a two-person family, and both of them are commuting, and maybe they're in different parts so they can't ride together, and it's $2,200 a year. And you think about just, you know, people getting started or people just getting by. And just, I mean, you got mortgage expenses, you got groceries, you've got kids' clothes. I mean, you got kids playing sports. You know, I mean, this is just not a realistic solution for the people of Alabama. And I don't think it's properly thought out. I don't think it's a good plan. And so I'm going to fight it as hard as I can.
And it does. It's important. You look at those numbers, and listen, we can go through all the what that would mean for individual families. But you said something I think is key, too, that it's not well thought out. And that's what it feels like. It feels like this is the idea, and we go, wait. Let's make sure we've explored all options for funding, whether the state does it or some other option, maybe the scale and scope of the project, the timeline of the project. And it feels like down here we're being told, hey, y'all wanted a bridge. This is it. This is what you're getting. Be quiet.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's all kind of different solutions. You're going to see those come out. I mean, you know, one was what I mentioned earlier. I mean, let's just build the bridge and then worry about the Bayway later. I mean, that's, you know, one potential option. But there's a lot of different options. So we're going to do, lay all those on the table. And honestly, that's what DOT should be doing. You know, and I think that's really kind of what Senator Marsh is even saying is, hey, let's, you know, let local people decide what's best. And, you know, we need the engagement of the senators. We need the engagement of the community leaders. And I mean, here's what's interesting about this issue. I'm from North Alabama, okay? You know, I took a stand based on principle, not knowing how people down there were going to respond. But I just thought that this was wrong on what it's doing to working families in Alabama. And it would, you know, really, in my opinion, bankrupt our state. I don't think we can have that. And when you look at just what it's going to do to working families, and just, it's a sad situation. So, you know, we took a stand on it, but here's the interesting thing. We haven't had one negative comment out of thousands of comments and calls and messages since then. You know, and I think what it's done now is now other leaders are getting behind and saying, hey, let's just look at all the different solutions. Let's look at all the different options, and let's find one that's going to work. Obviously, Mobile is so important to our state. The port's important to our state. We want that area to thrive, not only from an economic standpoint, but from a tourism standpoint. But let's find something we can afford. And that's what I think we got to do.
You know, okay, you just said something when you said you're, you know, didn't get the pushback, didn't get the negative commentary. This is what's frustrating when we hear on the flip side, when Director Cooper is saying, well, I'm not hearing from people, you know, not a appreciable number of people that are opposed to this project. I mean, I guess they're just, they can't find his number on Google or something like that, because look at the Facebook pages, look at the, I mean, they had an event, and you know this, you've been in the political world here in Alabama. We had an event last week down at the Five Rivers Center, and they turned a political event that wasn't empty chairs. They had to shut the doors and leave half the people outside because it was so full. That doesn't happen every day.
And I mean, at the end of the day, I think I haven't heard any of his comments on that. But if he said that, you know, there's certainly tremendous opposition, and it's only going to grow. I mean, when people find out the details of the plan, and you start looking at $6 to go one way, and you start looking at, you know, basically $1,000 for a working person to go to work, that's not going to fly. And it's certainly not going to fly in Alabama. And so we're going to work hard to come up with another alternative to make sure that meets the needs of a growing, you know, Baldwin and Mobile County. And, you know, that's what we're working to do. And so that's the commitment, but it doesn't need to involve a toll.
You know, you're talking about looking at this. If you're just joining us, Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth talking about his opposition to the toll down here. And part of this, you say, okay, and I get it, from conservative, living conservative ideals, you're against this. But I will even argue that there should be some help from Democrats in the state of Alabama on this, because this is a bipartisan issue. This is an issue that affects every person who lives down here, no matter what party they're in. It's been mum from the Democrats, and I don't know why. I really don't.
Yeah, I mean, I can tell you this. I walked in the state house today, had my office. There was the Democrats that gave me started clapping when I walked in.
Oh, did
they? I think it's a bipartisan deal, and I think people were just waiting for someone to stand up and stand up for what's right, and that's what people elected me to do. I mean, that's what I've got a record of doing, is always standing up for the people of Alabama. It's what I'm always going to do. And I saw what was going on, and I looked at the data, and I looked at the research, and I was like, no, this is not a project that makes any sense for our state. It's going to cripple that area economically, and it's going to be a failed bridge project because people aren't going to travel on it. And we're going to have a mess on our hands. So what we wanted to do is just, you know, reboot. Let's find some other alternatives. Obviously, you know, I'm not against the bridge, but let's find a toll-free solution. And that's what I'm committed to doing.
Well said, and appreciated by many down here. I know coming up October 7th, will be, you know, we'll get to the actual votes on this, but the fact that you stood up to this point and said what you've said, I think is important to so many people down here. Somebody who's from the other end of the state, even though Lieutenant Governor for the entire state, to stand up and say that, it's warmly welcomed down here, so thank you.
Absolutely. It was the right thing to do. You know, look forward to being down in that part of the state, and you know, anybody that has any solutions, any ideas, you know, lieutenantgovernor@lieutenantgovernor.alabama.gov is our email. And please send us any of your ideas, thoughts, and we're going to continue to work hard.
We'll see you soon. If we don't see you before, we'll see you October 7th up there.
Absolutely. I appreciate it. Have a great day.
Hey, you too. Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth joining us here on Midday Mobile. All right, get your calls when we return at 343-0106, 343-0106. We'll be right back.